the Arts Council. That's Lexi Weber. Good morning, Lexi. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Good, good. Happy to have you on for the monthly update from the Star Valley Arts Council. And of course, starting off with the Stars in the Valley Christmas Concert happening December 9th. Tell us about the great show coming up.
The Stars in the Valley is our annual Christmas variety show. It features all local talent, and we try to bring in new acts every year. This year we are doing definitely dancing, singing, instrumentals. It's a fun way to support our local people. Sometimes it's just a surprise. We don't realize that these friends of ours have these talents. It's just so fun to come and see them.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I love going to the show because, as you mentioned, the variety and of acts and talent. And yeah, it is the locals. And so it's happening December 9th, 7 o'clock at the Star Valley High School Auditorium. I know there's a lot of behind-the-scenes work that goes into this, Lexi. Tell us who on the committee and the board with the Arts Council has been working diligently to really get this ready to roll.
Janet Erickson is the one in charge of this, and she does have to spend a lot of time. She needs to do a lot of research and find these people who are hiding these talents from us, you know, and so that we can find some new things. She recruited Mrs. Wyoming, Becca Shanks. She's going to be helping find these acts, and Becca and Adelaide Roberts, Miss Wyoming, are being the MCs this year.
Oh, excellent. Perfect. We don't want to give away the whole show, but can you name drop a little bit what kind of or who might some of the performers might be?
I actually can't. Janet has that list locked up.
That's probably smart. It's a big surprise. It is fun because you don't know who's coming on stage until it happens. So it's neat.
Yep.
Lexi, anything else about Stars in the Valley that you'd like to mention this morning?
Yes, our tickets are $5 a person, and they can be purchased at the door, or you can pre-purchase on our website.
StarValleyArts.org. Is there any advance discount? I guess if they're $5, then there's probably not an advance ticket discount, I guess, right?
There's not. It'll just save you time when you get there.
Perfect. So, and those are available now online?
Yes, they are.
Perfect. Lexi Weber, Executive Director with the Star Valley Arts Council, on the Weekday Wake Up this morning. And yeah, the Stars of the Valley Christmas Concert, put it on your calendar for December 9th, Saturday, December 9th, 7 o'clock in the Star Valley High School Auditorium. Lexi, tell us about this still life painting workshop. Is this a new thing for the Arts Council this year?
This is a new thing. We're trying to bring more visual arts and education with art. And so we have a workshop coming up on Friday, January 5th and Saturday, January 6th. It's from 8 to 5 p.m. both days. Still life means it's an arrangement of objects set up for the purpose of painting. We see these a lot and just don't realize that they have a name. They're usually include fruit and flowers, vases, cups, plates, those kind of things that are all set up. You paint them. The purpose of that, I mean, yes, they're beautiful and we love those paintings, but you learn so much as an artist about value and form and spatial relationships when you paint these kind of things. And so we're bringing in a professional still life artist from Utah, and he's going to teach us his techniques. Just a really immersive workshop, 2 full days. It's going to be really awesome. We have about 20 spots available. So it's something that is limited. We need people to sign up quickly, and if it fills up, it's just, we'll have to wait for the next one.
Yeah. So is this something for people already with some sort of artistic experience, or can it be a beginner, or who is it for?
That's a very good question. This artist, I have spent a lot of time learning from him in different settings, and he has had a very good range of beginner to very experienced artists in his classes, and he is able to teach in a way that is very beneficial to everyone. He breaks things down to the basics, but even the experienced need another perspective of those basics. I think that anyone could join this, anyone who is interested in art at all. He will be painting with oils. That's generally what he will be teaching. However, the theories still apply to all mediums, and so anyone who wants to can be there.
So this is happening January 5th and 6th at the Afton Civic Center. How do people register for this?
They can register on our website. The fee is $250. There's also more information on the website. They can look at some still life paintings that this artist has created on the website. Just anything, any other information they'll need, it's going to be there.
All right, starvalleyarts.org and the Still Life Painting Workshop with David Dean, the professional artist, happening January 5th through the 6th. Lexi Weber, Executive Director with the Star Valley Arts Council, and our monthly update this morning during the weekday wake up. Lexi, anything we missed you wanted to mention today?
The only other thing is just to put in a plug about the Drowsy Chaperone. Starting tonight, the Star Valley Arts Council is helping to support and sponsor that theater, and we would love to have everyone attend.
Absolutely. Four nights worth, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and again on Monday for the Drowsy Chaperone. I've had a sneak peek, and it's going to be fantastic. Everybody should be there. Absolutely. Lexi, as always, appreciate your time. Thank you very much.